in you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Thank you and thank you again. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. You can thank him in the Holy Ghost, and you can equally thank him even in your understanding. Lekotanda zuziala, bozontatialo, baroto sandia koradia, eko sandia kozuzia, nebo shatanda bozuziala, bozandia, elekotanda roto shandialo senda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Are you still thanking him? Are you still thanking him? Thank him in the Holy Ghost. Masota bratiado, neno santiando sotia girabo, boradiala. Lift up your hands, appreciate him again. Give him glory, give him honor, because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall be rising again still to give God thanks, saying, Father, thank you for silencing all evil counselors, manipulating our new converts from being established in this church since this year began. Exodus chapter 11 and verse 1 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, and afterwards he will let you go. And when he will let you go, he shall surely thrust you out altogether. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we appreciate God. Father, thank you for silencing all evil counselors, manipulating our new converts from being established in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Thank him for silencing the voice of all evil counselors, silencing every Pharaoh, silencing every counselor of Egypt, manipulating our new converts from being released and being established in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving to God. Father, thank you for silencing all evil counselors, manipulating our new convert from being established in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Give him glory. Give him adoration. Bless his holy name. Father, we thank you for silencing every evil counselor, for silencing every evil voices seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Give him all the glory that is due to his name for each and every one of our new converts that has been established in church. God silence some evil counselors from stopping them. Lift up your voice and let us thank God for that. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We return all praise to you for silencing all evil counselors seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church since the year began. Father, we return all the praise to you. We return all the glory to you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. My Father and my God, I thank you for silencing all evil counselors, manipulating our new converts from being established in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice as you bless his name. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the praise that is due to you alone. Father, thank you for silencing all evil counselors.
Thank you, O Lord, for silencing all evil manipulators seeking, O Lord, to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice. Appreciate him in your understanding, and also appreciate him in the spirit. Lebrokos kemayo. Mandebrekos kema shatwe karaya. Jendebrekos siandololobo. Frobe kayandolos. Leprekwande bashanda yalala. Arigesion brokoteria. Lendegesikaya. Londere. Father, we thank you for silencing all evil counselors, silencing all evil manipulators, seeking, O Lord, to turn away our new convert from being established in this church since the year began. Now lift up those hands, wave them in appreciation to God, give him all the praise, give him all the glory that is due to his name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Please put those hands together for the Lord, and you may be seated.
I have dominion. We yet again rise, giving thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for access to divine secrets that has prospered the work of the hand of every member in this church this year. That amen can be stronger. Job 29:4, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our hands and give thanks to God. Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you praise, Lord. Lift up your voice and lift up your hands and give God thanks. Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. Thank you because you have prospered the works of our hand. We give you the praise and glory, Lord. Father, thank you for access to divine secrets. Thank you for access to divine secrets that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. Thank you because, Lord, the works of our hands have prospered. We give you the praise and glory. Father, thank you for access to divine secrets. Just as Job had the secret of God upon his tabernacle, that has been our experience. We give you all the glory, Lord. Father, thank you for access to divine secrets that has prospered the works of our hands. That have prospered the works of the hand of every member of this church this year. Lift up your voice. Give God quality thanks. Father, thank you for access to divine secrets that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, thank you for giving us access to divine secrets that has prospered the works of the hand of every member of this church this year. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for access to divine secrets that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We magnify you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Lift up your hands. Give God thanks. Lift up your voice. Give God thanks. Father, thank you for access to divine secret. The secret things belong unto God, and that which is revealed is for us and our children's children. Father, thank you for divine secret, the access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. Let your name be praised, O Lord. Thank you for access to divine secret. Thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. Give God quality thanks. Magnify the name of the Lord. Thank him in your understanding and thank him in the spirit. But he that giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. Father, we thank you. Thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hand of every member of this church this year. Leko pratia, maroso so predia kata, andorobo sete pralia, reketo prelosuzia, rekabalusia badia, rekopada brodia tata, ato pretu sokolobre, reko pralia toba, maroso sekedebre, mareka pralia tose, lekabarando robosha, reketo prelusa kadaba, maroso sekete prelia daba, Makarobo Shata, Reketo Preluse Kedebre, Le Copralia Suzia, Rande Copralia Tocodobre, Ando Copreduce Kedebre, Le Suzete Prelia, Maro Suzete Pre. Thank him. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment, we're going to rise to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications unto God. And as we do so, I want us to be reminded of his word in the book of Ephesians 5 and verse 20. The Bible tells us there, it said, giving thanks always unto God for all things and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, there is no subject that is not a subject of appreciation, whether it's an expectation or it's already delivered. At this point, you are going to be presenting the desires of your heart, but perfecting it with thanksgiving. Will you rise on your feet and lift your voice as you begin to pray, and do it from the depth of your heart, not forgetting that everything is a subject of thanksgiving. Lift your voice and pray right now. Make sure it's coming from your heart, and make sure it is coming with faith. Lift your voice and pray.
lift your voice and give him thanks in the spirit and in your understanding. Let it come from your heart and with faith. Leruse predia baranda lado se prodige keno madagalo kepronia manandas. Ezuzedo kelo tabo prane keno shabarada kalo predia marados. Merende liagarado zebredi ketolamo carabano segedia balada calatanos. Rebrodiso keno shabaranda clacco rebedi barando leperidi balados. Mecredian caratano kelo braneto zikerombarada canos. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We celebrate you, Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise. Accept our thanksgiving this morning. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Please pay attention to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, menstrual cycle restored via encounter at Shiloh. In August 2019, my menstrual cycle ceased. And since then, I trusted God for restoration. However, I came for Shiloh 2019, and that was one of my prayer requests. On the fifth day of Shiloh, after Bishop David Oyedepo blessed the anointing oil, I took a shot of it. Immediately, I felt uneasy. During the Thanksgiving service, it became worse, and each time I took a shot of the anointing oil, I felt a hot sensation. Lo and behold, 2 days after Shiloh, my flow began. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Now my menstrual cycle have been restored. I give God all the glory. Ifeoma William is the testifier. Let's celebrate Jesus some more. Number two, miracle job via prophetic declaration at Shiloh. During the impartation service at Shiloh 2018, while Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations, he said, "You shall return to Shiloh 2019 with your level supernaturally changed." I keyed into it. Thereafter, I redeemed my Shiloh sacrifice. Also, I engaged tenaciously in my stewardship. In July, I got a vacancy for my dream job. And at the time I got to know, I was told it was already late. However, I still took my curriculum vitae to them, and it was rejected. The God of this commission prevailed for me, and they later collected it. Along with others, I wrote an examination, and I came out number one in my state. While I was called for an interview, my position dropped to the fourth position. And I was told that only two candidates were needed for the job. At this time, my faith became stronger as I reminded God of the bishop's declaration. On July, God spoke through our resident pastor. He said, "God is moving you from the realm of merit to the realm of favor." Thereafter, the employer told me that those ahead of me were close to retirement. Lo and behold, God took them off and brought me forth. A bigger hand to Jesus. Now I have my miracle job. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Pastor Elijah Akane. Let's rise this morning, lift up our hands, and magnify God for these marvelous works. He's worthy.
Give God thanks this morning, celebrate him, appreciate him, he's a faithful God. Thank him for those testimonies, thank him for answers to our prayers, give him all the glory. Father, we thank you this morning, we bless your name, We rejoice in you because you are our God. You are the covenant-keeping God. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Father, thank you this morning for hearing our prayers. Receive all the glory in the name of Jesus. As your word comes this morning, let the light of your word shatter every darkness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat. We have been looking since the beginning of this week at the word titled Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. And beginning of this week, it was defined that joy, it takes joy to secure God's presence. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures evermore. It therefore means that joy comes from him. The fullness of joy comes from him. You may have happiness from the things that are supplied. You may have happiness from the news that you hear. But the true joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And how do you secure this joy? It takes singing and praises to provoke this joy that brings forth the stretching forth of the hand of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when Judah was confronted, the prescription of God was not to pray and fast. The prescription of God was to begin to sing and to praise. In verse 22, the scripture says, as they began to sing and to praise, the Lord did what? He set ambushment against their enemies. The prescription of God to us as the year is closing for the fulfillment of prophecy is to begin to celebrate him. We are not where we used to be. We have moved forward. He has advanced us on the way to where we want to be. Amen. Therefore, begin to return the glory to him. Begin to celebrate him, and then you see his hand stretch forth to settle the balance of your desires. Why must we rejoice always? Number one, God's word shall never return to him void. We can count on God for fulfillment of his word. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. It cannot be voided. It cannot be nullified. When God says a thing concerning your life, it is settled. Psalm 89 verse 11, it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Psalm 119 verse 89, thy word is settled in heaven. So the word has been secured concerning your career. The word has been secured concerning your marriage. The word has been secured concerning your fruitfulness. It cannot return to him void. The example of Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. I don't know what God told you at the beginning of this year. Whatever he told you at the beginning that he has made you will come to pass. Can I hear your amen? He said, I have made you a father of many nations. Not of one nation, many nations, before whom he believed. God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You have declared it. You have made proclamation. You have done everything. But look at verse 20. He said, he staggered not at the promises of God. The word has gone forth concerning our year of dominion. The word has gone forth at Shiloh. The word has gone forth through diverse means throughout the year. But he's staggered not at the promise of God, knowing that God's word cannot return void. He was giving glory, celebrating God, celebrating God. Look at verse 21. It says, he was fully persuaded. Somebody say persuaded. Persuaded that he who had promised is able to perform. The good news this morning is that God is able to perform concerning your marriage. God is able to perform concerning your healing. God is able to perform concerning your health. He will perform concerning your career. A louder amen if you believe this morning. God's word shall never return to him void. Anna also received the word in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 18. He received the word from the prophet in verse 17. He said, go, that the Lord grant thee thy petition. And in verse 18, she rejoiced and went away. And verse 19, the Lord remembered her and visited her. She returned from Shiloh with her own desire. God's word can never return to him void. You can count on him. You can count on him in any area that you have desired since the year began. Number two reason why we must rejoice. Joy empowers us to secure divine presence, which in turn secures fulfillment of prophecy. Isaiah chapter 38, the prophecy came concerning Hezekiah that he should prepare himself that he was going to meet with his Savior. He began to petition God. He said, behold, how I have walked before you. I have served you. I have done this. I have done that. But when he realized that his petition secured the attention of God, but he needed the manifestation of his hand, he began to praise him. In verse 19, he said, because the living alone shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. He said, because the Lord was ready to save me. He changed the gear. He petitioned God. Then he began to celebrate God. So he saw the manifestation of God. The good news this morning, you have prayed and prayed. You have secured his attention. Now to get his manifestation, begin to celebrate him. Begin to rejoice in him. Begin to rejoice in the word that he has said concerning you, concerning your family, concerning your children, concerning your finance. As you celebrate him, his divine presence comes down to secure for you the very fulfillment of the prophecy that has gone forth. In Exodus chapter 3, the Lord said, I have seen the sorrow, the crying of my people in Egypt. He said, behold, I have come down to bring them to a land, a good land. Somebody say a good land. That's where God is taking you to. A good land and a large land. Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites. He's taking you from where you are to where you desire to be. But you must begin to celebrate him. You must begin to rejoice in him. You must begin to acknowledge what he has done since the year began in the name of Jesus. And finally, we must beware of depression. It robs us of access to divine presence. The psalmist speaking in Psalm 42 says in verse 5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? He said, hope thou in God. Why are you counting losses instead of counting blessings? Why are you looking at people instead of looking up at me? I tell people, the reason why people get depressed is because they look more at the things backward instead of looking ahead. And no driver looks back and moves forward. When you take a reverse gear, you are going backward. But when you take a gear one, gear two, you are moving forward. I see somebody moving forward this morning. He said, look up to me. Psalm 61 and verse 2. He said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than high. This morning, God is taking you to the rock that is higher. And when you stand upon that rock, you will see ahead. You see into your future. And then your joy begins to come up in the name of Jesus. In closing this morning, Psalms chapter 100 verse 4. He said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The prescription to enter into the gate is thanksgiving. I had an experience sometimes back. We went to a certain house and we knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked. No response from inside the house. And after 30 minutes, I told my friend, let's go. And when we met the friend, we came to your house and knocked and knocked. He said, you should have pressed the bell and somebody would have come out. Many people were engaged in so many things. They keep knocking, banging and doing everything. But there is a bell of joy. Just press that bell and then somebody from inside will respond to you. This morning, morning as you leave here, just get home and press the bell of joy. Don't bang the door. Just press the bell and somebody from heaven will respond to you. I'd like someone to rise up this morning and begin to celebrate the Lord, begin to rejoice in Him. I know that there is a future. I know there is hope for me. I know that my life is in your hands and you will say to me. Somebody lift your hands this morning as you rejoice in Him. Give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. I thank you, my Father, for your help thus far. I thank you, my Father, for provision thus far. I give you thanks for my health. I give you thanks for my family. I give you thanks for my children. Somebody lift your voice this morning and give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. Celebrate this God. Celebrate Him some more.
Appreciate Him and give Him the glory that is due unto Him. He's worthy of all the praise, He's worthy of all the glory, He's worthy of all the honor and of all the adoration. Let your voice of gratitude be registered on high this morning as you give quality thanks unto the name of the Most High God. Give quality thanks unto the name of the Most High God. Give quality thanks unto the name of the Most High God. Father, we have come to give you the praise. We have come to give you the glory. We have come to give you the honor. We have come to give you the adoration. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. All the adoration belongs to you. Blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. From this day onward, may God's grace for a life of gratitude be manifested in your life. Whatever complaints in your life or murmurs in your life, by the encounter of this morning, may that thing be crucified. But from this day, may joy become your life's attitude. Somebody believe, say louder, amen. I want us to be reminded that from scriptures, we are made to understand that depression is a spirit. The Bible calls it the spirit of heaviness. And the spirit gains entrance by thoughts, obsessive wrong thoughts. Anyone who is depressed is focused on the wrong thing. Because no matter your situation, there is more at work in you and for you than against you. One man went out and saw an army gathered against them, and he cried out, "Alas, Master, what shall we do? Everybody looks like they are against us." And he said, "Those that are with us are more than those that are against us." He said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." Anything that makes you fear or makes you down is the product of a wrong focus, looking at the wrong thing. If you are ever depressed, it is the product of wrong thoughts, wrong focus. How can I be at this level? What is all this around me? I've discovered that no matter how tight a corner you think you have been in, when you come out, you wonder why you were overwhelmed. You look around and you have heard people say, "Pastor, I'm finished." And after they said it, they didn't finish. And then they look back and wonder, why is it that I thought the whole world was ending at that moment? It's a wrong focus. What you are looking at is not as big as it looked like. What you are looking at is not as big as it looks like. If you ever take a flight, you discover that everything that is big on the ground is small from a height. is all a matter of perspective. You take a flight and you see houses, they look like matchboxes. And you go further and further, and you discover that they start looking like dots on the ground. When you go and they take a picture from space, the entire Africa looks as if it can be on the palm of your hand. It's all the product of perspective. Where are you looking from? Are you looking from above where God is, or from below where the devil is? It's a matter of perspective. If you are down, it's because you are looking from down. If you want to remain joyful, look from above. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. From today, the spirit of heaviness will never find its way around your life. I want you to lift your hand and pray, Lord, grant me the oil of joy in my life. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. I receive a fresh baptism of the oil of joy. No depression. I receive that spirit today. The grace to keep looking from above instead of looking from below. The grace to keep looking from the higher heights instead of looking from the lower grounds. Lord, I receive that grace this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My Father, my God, I ask of you today grace. Grace to keep looking from above. To keep looking from above. The grace to keep looking from above. To have the right perspective in every situation. Maintaining my joy, maintaining my peace. I received that grace this morning. Thank you, Father. And blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You have asked him for that grace. The grace will start speaking in your life. In Jesus' precious name. Now, speak concerning the day with boldness. What you decree shall be delivered. The day is blessed. The day is loaded with encounters. It's a day of revelations. A day of transformation, a day of elevation, a day of heavenly favor, a day of divine speed and progress. The day is blessed. It's an unusual day for me. A day of testimonies. Lord, this is my day. This is my day. And this is my day. Thank you, Father. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we share the goodness this morning, it's important for us to be made aware to the glory of God. On Sunday, the Yoruba Church began taking place here at the Youth Chapel this past Sunday. Hallelujah. And that continues. The Yoruba Church will be meeting from now here at the Youth Chapel, not at the Faith Gallery, as was taking place before. So make sure that all are informed and are made aware that that continues here at the Youth Chapel for all of our Sunday services. Praise the Lord. And I know that God's presence will keep multiplying and testimonies will keep multiplying in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.